Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Steve, it's Real Hill. Could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotype you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Alex. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Alex, you understand how this year's game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do The Wonderful World of Drugs.
Yes. The world of drugs.
Drugs. Thank you, Huey. All right, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at a crossing in Texas seized 113 grams of drugs earlier this week. The drugs were hidden in the vagina of a 40-year-old woman. Border Patrol officials said the pedestrian border crosser was detained on Wednesday at the international crossing in El Paso. According to El Paso Port Director Ray Provincio, he said, quote, "This is an exceptionally dangerous practice and can be lethal if the packaging were to fail during transport. It's best not to engage in smuggling activity, but especially in this form. It is risky on many levels. Keep it out of the hoo-ha." Now, according to federal officials, border agents selected the woman for a secondary exam just before 3 a.m. But during the inspection, officials said the woman told officers that she, in fact, had a foreign object concealed inside of her vagina. Now, agents took the woman to a medical facility where an exam confirmed the presence of a concealed object inside of the woman. The package of drugs was removed from the woman's vagina. Now, according to officials, the woman was then returned to the port of entry where she was arrested. The question is, what drug was she hiding in her sugar walls? Was it cocaine? Was it fentanyl? Was it heroin or was it crack? So coke, fentanyl, heroin, or crack. What did she hide in the old prison wallet?
Well, based on my experience with the wonderful world of drugs.
I thought you'd say vaginas. You make,
and vaginas. Less vaginas than drugs, unfortunately. But you got to make it worth it, right? So I'm thinking, well, whatever it was, small-ish space. So you got to get the bang for your buck. I think of the listed drugs, the best bang for your buck would probably be fentanyl. So that'll be my answer.
Okay. Ted, I'm going cocaine.
I'm going fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
Seems to be what they're making people smuggle.
All right, what did she have in her hot pocket? Cocaine, fentanyl, heroin, or crack? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Drugs on Profile this. We got border authorities who seized drugs from a woman. She had the drugs hidden in her coin purse. Question is, did she have cocaine, fentanyl, heroin, or crack?
And that is the very question that we posed to our caller, Alex, who said fentanyl. Ted, you agreed with him. And you're correct.
Yeah. If that woman's making that crossing that often, like, that's not for personal use. Like, somebody made her do that.
And like he said, bang for your buck.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Oh. Your choices today. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Seth Meyers. Writers. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title is Guys and Teams. The challenge for writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Summer's around the corner and Airbnb is implementing anti-party technology that blocks certain bookings. And if that doesn't work, they'll just send in a guy in the house with an acoustic guitar.
Fallon.
That is Fallon.
Yeah, with Memorial Day weekend almost here, I just saw that Airbnb just implemented their anti-party technology that blocks certain bookings. And if that doesn't work, they're just going to send a guy into the house with an acoustic guitar.
I will say an advantage of getting older. Sometimes you can be honest with people.
Mm-hmm.
We rented an RV and the guy's like, not for what you guys are doing. We're like, it's four dudes in their 40s. Like, we gave them our jobs. And he's like, you guys can rent.
Okay. You guys are fine.
Like, what damage are you old bastards going to do?
My claws?
Yeah. Here's a wild and scary stat for you. 3 out of 4 sunscreens fail to do what they are advertised to do. Said white people, we know.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Smith. Damn it! You were supposed to say Myers, too.
Okay. Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien, that's a fact.
The trial of Sean Diddy Combs is currently happening in New York. They put his former assistant on the stand, who said a lot of interesting things. Like he was given a list of items Diddy required in his hotel room. Clothes, toiletries, medical bag, Fiji water, applesauce, and Jell-O. First Cosby, then Diddy. These people at Jell-O really can't catch a break, can they?
Kimmel.
The trial of Sean Diddy Combs is happening in New York. They put his former assistant on the stand who said a lot of interesting things, including that he was given a list of items Diddy required in his hotel rooms, included his clothes, toiletries, a medicine bag, Fiji water, applesauce, and Jell-O. Wow. First Cosby, now Diddy. These people at Jell-O really can't catch a break, can they?
An unofficial Yellowstone fan account has gone viral for pairing clips of adult entertainers with sweeping shots of the park's natural beauty. Looks like this summer, Old Faithful isn't the only thing that's gonna blow.
Colbert.
Writers?
Colbert.
An unofficial Yellowstone National Park fan account has gone viral for pairing clips of adult entertainers with sweeping shots of the park's natural beauty. Looks like this summer, Old Faithful isn't the only thing that's gonna blow.
Want to give a quick shout out band we've been playing for years. Went and saw Seether last night.
How was it?
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Sure, it's an older band, mm-hmm. so I think it helps that they probably have it dialed in. But I mean, they sound like they sound on the record. His voice is still strong. Like, band sounded good. And what was that? Showbox Soto. I mean, it was that GA floor was packed.
Nice. Good for them. Cool. Man.
It was pretty fun. All right, let's see. This is kind of interesting. It's a stat about TV popular genres in each state. Which state's watching a lot of TV?
Okay.
Obviously, about 80% of us watch TV on the daily. So they're just saying, like, what kind of TV? You guys watch TV every day at some point?
Yeah.
I mean, at some point.
Typically at night.
Yeah. Correct.
I don't even know. Between the kids and the wife, there's always something on.
Yeah, like, I always have on, like, ESPN or Fox Sports in the morning, kind of the background, mm-hmm. but you don't have to like sit and watch it.
Yeah, right. I do that when I'm cooking. Put on some tunes. I don't turn the TV on until I get home, and I don't turn it on in the morning.
Yeah,
unless it's weekend, right. You know, whatever.
I will say, I don't know why. I do find like on a Saturday afternoon or something, you got a random sports game on, but you still gotta, I don't know, clean or do laundry.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm with Miles. Mm-hmm. The idea, and I know it's wasted energy and money. But I love having a game on in the background on mute and then just having music playing.
Mm-hmm.
Best of both worlds. So sitcoms, obviously, were number one in 10 states. Reality TV is the second most. And then ESPN is in 8. I will say this. SportsCenter, that's the same thing. It is rare that a day goes by that I don't click on SportsCenter at night just at some point.
Right.
Just catch up and see what's going on. And, I want to make sure I know all the scores, and just because I'm a nerd like that. And honestly, that basketball game last night was great. I didn't see it. I just saw the highlights, and I was like, holy cow, man. Just wild stuff there. And I think New Yorkers are going to lose their collective minds if the Knicks blow that series. good news, Miles. You were number one once again.
Number one for what genre?
Top three states that watch the most TV.
I believe that.
West Virginia.
I believe that, yeah.
Delaware and Louisiana.
Delaware, huh?
Well, outside of the beaches, Delaware is pretty damn boring.
You're not wrong.
But
dude,
a
right.
huge retirement state based on the benefits.
Right, so
there's
right.
There's a lot
right,
of people
right.
who live there that are seniors. It's kind of like
they're old enough, nothing to do.
Microcosm of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I also think sometimes weather has to do with it. Because like with Louisiana,
it's hot, man.
And, right. Again, Louisiana, kind of outside of New Orleans, can be a very hot, humid, like
horrible
buggy,
place.
Muggy just state. So, like, I mean, I would imagine a bunch of the time in the summer, like, you're just sitting inside.
Also, job availability.
Yeah, true.
They have it or they don't?
Well, I know based on West Virginia, I'm assuming there's some parallel there, so I would guess that, too. Like a small, like some percentage of it.
Yeah.
So they got a nice list here. Thanks, Miles, for tacking this on. Here's some kind of the breakdowns. Sitcoms was 10 states. That's Colorado, Jersey, Wisconsin, Virginia, Oregon, Iowa, Nevada, Arkansas, Connecticut, Alaska, not Arkansas twice.
I was like, boy, they like them a lot.
Now, reality TV is kind of interesting. I like that Montana's in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't see that.
And like, when I watch those shows about people living in port protection.
Yeah.
Or they live, you know, life below zero. Does that count as reality TV?
Yes,
it's just
I believe so.
Catch, yes.
All right. Yeah.
Should be sports, too, but, you know.
Sports is reality TV.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But they don't qualify, right.
I will say, Deadliest Catch is probably the reality show that I've watched the most consistent. I mean, that thing's been on forever. Yeah. I mean, I want to say that starts up usually in the summer as they fish in the wintertime.
Right.
Like, I will watch it again. I know what's going to happen. And I will still watch it.
Okay.
Yep.
So my question is the stupid crap I watch, like Air Disasters. Is that drama?
What does that qualify?
Is that real? Is that reality?
Is that documentary?
Is that more news documentary?
Yeah. Is it?
Well, we're not
watching. Is that a category?
But we don't watch the crashes like in real time.
No.
Correct.
And it's always a, you know, re-dramatization.
Yes.
It is a documentary.
All right. Okay.
Let's see. So the state of Washington, what do you think is the number one kind of shows they watch in Washington, Mike?
Sci-fi.
Nope.
That's not a bad call.
I'll give you a hint. Weed.
Weed. Oh, like stoner comedies?
Comics.
Cartoons.
Cartoons.
Yeah. So nice. New York, Washington, Georgia, Utah, Hawaii, and Vermont all love cartoons.
Oh, wait. That makes sense. Like, the bulk of what I truly enjoy watching is cartoons. Now, it's the same cartoons that I've watched over and over again, but it's just, it's my comfort stuff.
I just like that grouping, because I don't really know a parallel between all those states. State of New York, Washington, Georgia, Utah, Hawaii, and Vermont.
That is cartoons.
It's not weed.
Right. I guess cartoon, you're right. Yeah. Cartoons probably is the one thing they all have. This shouldn't shock you. Like, Maryland, I just kind of pick states we're all from.
Sure.
Maryland's number one favorite, news.
Yeah.
Because you're right there.
Yeah, D.C.
Correct. You're right there. And the biggest, so many people work for the government in different...
The political mecca.
Yeah, that...
Also, a large percentage of the people you know work for the Fed, if you will.
Or DOD.
Traffic is very important, too.
Yeah.
As far as getting around.
But anyway, like...
News starts at 3:34, just so you can get a traffic report before you...
Right. Who's talking where?
Yeah, I mean, look, at D.C., what's it, WTOP, the news political station, will always be number one.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, when I worked on the day crew at the AFL, like, when you had to park the cars, I'd say 90% of those cars had that station on.
No kidding.
Yeah. Except the cool cars.
And traffic every 6 minutes. That's how important it is.
Yeah. It is. I also, not shocked, Florida watches the news a lot.
That doesn't shock me either.
I mean, look, let's be honest.
But there's a lot of old people, so that goes along. Right?
Thank you. I was just about to say, you got a lot of retirees.
Right.
Like, I would think Fox News and CNN have monster ratings in Florida.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. You have people in D.C. that are just trying to keep up to date on what they've got going on in their area.
And by the way,
in Florida, they're just watching to get themselves pissed.
News channels, I don't think, should be allowed on in the gym.
Agreed, dude.
Why? You know what does that?
It's all the time. Either one. I don't want either one. I don't want any of them. You know what I want? Dumb.
Cartoons.
Good Morning America, sports.
Sports.
Anything. Yes. Anything.
I know. It's been years since I belonged to like a monster gym, but years ago when I did, Miles and I went to the same one. I remember one Saturday being like, can you put on football? And it was like a big deal to get it on. I'm like, it's Saturday in the fall.
It's a gym.
Like, it took everything in my being to be in here. It goes against my ethos. Put on the goddamn game.
You know what's great for working out is wrestling.
Anything.
Jacked up dudes up there like, all right, I can do this.
Something where I can look up and kind of figure out what's going on without having to listen to
it.
That's all. Yeah, wrestling would be perfect.
You just got the same headline with the news the entire time. People talking.
I don't know who this guy is.
They got the subtitles on like you're going to read that while you're doing, you know, bench press.
Or put on random stuff. I mean, I was saying like me and MCTP last weekend, we just at night because, you know, it's the West Coast. There's no live sports. Hawaii's not playing anything right now. We just kept watching old replays of ESPN The Ocho and Omega Ball.
There you go.
Like the other day, somebody goes, what is Omega Ball? And I'm like, dumbass. It's three teams of five, three goals. Each team has a goalie, one ball. Simple.
I'm still going to push Red Zone to keep on with the replays during the offseason.
I know. I'd find myself watching.
Don't
do you ever,
sign
do you ever click on
channel.
It? I click on it sometimes. Just
are
to
you
make sure
they're doing something?
Right, just to make sure she's still there.
Are you there? God, it's me, Ted.
It's the only time I ever got a reply from Scott Hansen was during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah?
Just said it felt great. He said, thanks, Ted.
You're welcome, Scott.
Cooking shows are big in Missouri and North Carolina.
Doesn't shock me.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like they like to cook out there.
They do, but I feel like they both cook, not hating on it. I love the food, but it's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah.
Like barbecue in North Carolina and Missouri's like, we got toasted ravs and square pizza.
But they're not doing it to follow it, you know, note for note. They're following it like, ooh, I didn't consider honey.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Also the barbecue.
Yeah. Yeah, barbecue shows.
All right. Telenueva.
Telenovela.
And goes, Arizona, New Mexico, and Florida.
Right.
New Mexico, easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you'll get this second one.
California.
Nope. It's
Colorado.
Iowa. Not one of the ones you're thinking of.
Maine.
New York.
Close to Maine.
New Hampshire.
Not as far as New York.
New
Vermont.
Jersey.
All right. Come on. There's
Connecticut.
There's another little
Delaware.
State in there.
New Jersey.
Rhode Island.
They love it. Telenovelas out there.
Probably damn. Probably just for the weather.
Looks warm there.
No, the weather. The woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Documentary series, one state, Wyoming. Not shocking.
Really?
Oh, if I lived in Wyoming, I'd hunt, fish, and watch documentaries. That's all I'd do.
Sit on a leather chair and smell of tobacco.
Like, is it just the History Channel that they're watching? Because that counts, right?
And then real quick, because I got to run here, but the top 10 of states that watch the most TV, West Virginia, Delaware, basically SEC football and Big 12 football.
Right, because they're watching football.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Porn star says her job is somewhat like riding a mechanical bull. Meanwhile, a local man has earned a new nickname of the thing that he likes to pull. Florida karaoke crews helped save a man struggling to swim. Hey, teacher, you dropped your bag of cocaine back there by the gym. And for some reason, a 24-year-old wanted to go back to high school. I hated high school. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. A tiki boat crew in Florida are being hailed as heroes after they found a man in distress. The captain of the boat was conducting a routine cruise when he noticed a man in the water struggling to stay afloat, along with a commotion coming from the shore. They tossed the man a life ring and hauled him into the boat to see what all the fuss was about. Turns out that he was bleeding pretty profusely from his hand. He let the man recover on his boat as he figured out what all happened, and it turns out that he was attempting to impress his friends on the shore by jumping up and over the railing and into the water below.
Were they impressed?
But he happened to hit the rocks upon landing, which is causing the injury.
Did you hear what else?
No.
So they talked to the guy. They're like, man, what happened? And he was pretty upfront, like, trying to impress my friends. Yes, I'm a little bit drunk. Oh, God, yeah, I'm also high on meth.
Oh!
They dared him.
Yeah, he included that. No one asked, are you also on meth? He's like, ah, I'm kind of drunk. Yeah, and I'm on meth.
I did not read that detail.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, yeah. A whiz. He was transported safely back to shore where he got further medical care that he needed. The boat, however, hosed the blood off of the deck and went right back to cruising.
I dig it.
Karaoke all the way. All right, guys. Turn on the Jimmy Buffett.
That's Florida for you.
Damn right. In other news, a teacher in Louisiana landed himself in hot water for what helps him deal with your kids. Earlier this week, a witness saw the teacher accidentally drop something, a small plastic baggie with a white powdery substance inside. Officers were called immediately and an investigation was conducted to find what everybody knew to be true. The teacher was holding cocaine.
Wow.
What's even worse is the witness managed to capture video of the drugs being dropped, which led to the teacher's arrest on possession charges.
I don't think I'd want to be around kids on cocaine.
No.
I've never been on cocaine, I can't say that for sure.
I've been on cocaine, I have kids. No, you don't. Those two don't work together.
Yeah, totally.
What grade was it? Did it say elementary or high school?
I don't know what exactly it said.
If it's elementary school, either A, it was just in his pocket from the night before.
Yeah.
Or B, that's just maintenance cocaine. Yes. He's just trying to get through the day.
The fact that the kid filmed it tells me it's teenage levels.
Probably. Right. That's a good call.
We know this teacher's doing something. Hang on. One second.
That's a good point. Right. We have a suspicion of something.
Right. He wouldn't have turned it in. He wouldn't have showed somebody if, I don't think it was left behind. I think the teacher dropped it, picked it back up, and threw it in his pocket.
Right.
Where this kid can show this video here.
You're right. Probably high school.
That looks interesting there. Right here in our own backyard, we got a public indecency issue. A man that has long history with a felony indecent exposure has been caught once again defiling himself in the International District. We toasted this man earlier today. An officer approached him after getting multiple calls of a man having at himself in front of a local shop. Upon detaining him, the man identified himself as, you guessed it, Master Bader.
I mean, at least he knows who he is.
And told the officer that he was handling his business right there inside of the store as well. He was arrested without further incident, and it is worth noting that he's been arrested for public indecency on several occasions.
Like 20.
Has a warrant for failure to appear in court, and has also failed to register as a sex offender, as was ordered by the courts. So this guy knows exactly what he's doing.
Yes.
He just does not care.
Well, they don't keep him in jail.
No.
He's right. Like, you don't care.
He doesn't
care.
See it as a problem.
No.
He's like, I was in here because all those chicks had yoga pants on.
Yeah, I mean, he's very direct with
that. Right. That's why I went to this grocery store.
Right. And yoga bands. I'm not going to pay the fines. No, I'm not going to register myself.
I'm not going to show up.
I'm just going to keep on doing what I do because I can.
In front of anyone who wants to look.
Yes.
Wants to look. I don't want to see that.
That's a good point.
Right.
Anyone who has the misfortune. Because it's not like he hides behind plants. I mean, dude just stands in the middle of an aisle like, oh, yeah, you look good.
What are you getting over there?
And even there, while he was, being interviewed by the officer, women walking by, hey, you should be involved in my show.
Yeah, no.
I'm shucking it,
Right. Like, come on, man. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A Buffalo University graduate accepted his diploma while being chased by police.
Okay.
Video of the graduation ceremony shows the student rushing to the head of the line, actually cut in front of people of waiting graduates, with officers hot on his heels because he brought something on the stage that he was not supposed to, his kid. He claims that someone from the school gave him the green light to walk across the stage with his son, who he was raising as he went through school. Like, he's trying to further himself and do a little bit better for his kid there. But when he got to the graduation ceremony, he was told otherwise and actually turned away. Like, no, your kid can't come up on the stage. Not missing his chance, he rushed the stage anyway and accepted his degree to the roars of the crowd and attendance. Like, this was clearly a thing.
Oh, yeah.
He had told people he was going to do this. They were behind him. And everybody's just roaring when he gets up there, right? He apologized to the school and won't face any repercussions for his actions. If you get a chance to catch the video, it's awesome because it's like any other graduation video that you'll see out there. They got a camera on the lineup of students that are coming through.
Right.
All of a sudden, he just crashes his way through and there's like an officer running right behind him. Yeah. He runs out there, shakes the hand of the dean or whoever it is handing out diplomas, and then the officer's just standing there like, damn it.
Right. You can't be that guy.
Yeah. No. Because it's one of those.
Plus, you're out of line. Now the names are off.
Exactly. But it's one of those where, look, they don't care, but they have to care.
Right, they have to do something.
Because if they let you bring your kid, then everybody's going to bring their kid or their dog or their cat or their grandma or whoever it else, help them through this whole thing. And this three-hour-long thing is not going to be 10.
I'm glad they didn't do it at my high school graduation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there were more mothers there than you would think. Like, graduating.
No kidding.
Brother, this is Baltimore City. I am not. Probably, and this is no lie, probably at least 10 of the girls already had a kid, and then I remember distinctly that 3 of the chicks going across stage were pregnant. Like, real pregnant.
Men's Room Sports, a quick update that I didn't catch with the Mariner game yesterday, as well as just this entire series with the White Sox. We got involved in something that I wanted to witness for some time, a national anthem standoff.
What? Oh, good old-fashioned one.
Yes, sir. Have you heard of this, Steve?
No.
So basically what you do is, you know, they got all the teams that are lining out there during the national anthem.
Yeah.
As soon as the song is done, everybody stands at attention just like Ted is.
With your hat over your heart.
Exactly. Right. Most of the team goes back to the dugout and they get themselves ready to play the game. But there's always a few that kind of wait to be the last one to leave. And if you've got people on opposing teams waiting for everybody else to leave, now you've got a standoff. And it gets to the point to where, like, umpires come out, like, giving warnings, like, get your asses back inside. And we did it 2 days of this 3-game series with the White Sox, and the boys took home 2-for-2. The Mariners won the standoff both times.
It's fun to do it at your home field, too, because by the time the crowd realizes, like, if you win, it's like, let's go! You care more about America than them.
What you going to watch tonight?
The Blue Jays.
You got conference final basketball over on ESPN, conference final hockey over on TNT, and the Mariners are underway in Houston against the Astros. That series will proceed throughout the weekend over on Root. As far as your weather, we're fairly consistent string of weather here, boys, expecting a little bit of cloud cover with lows in the low 50s and highs in the low to mid 70s over the next several days. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you. We'll see you finally Friday, the return of Ted versus the FCC, and of course, a bad choice Friday. Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Tuesday, mwah, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.